From verse 1 to 10. We'll make reference
to other verses as we proceed. Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits, and a breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship, shall that same hour be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the comment, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain chariots came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, saying to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." Father, breathe on your word. Holy Spirit, give us the interpretation of your word. Let every word that will proceed from my lips be a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. I believe this message this morning is a message of encouragement. Unshakable faith. It's a message of encouragement. It's a message to cheer you up that all hope is not gone. I know the year is coming to an end. Most of us, we are not taking stock. What have I achieved this year? But I assure you, all that the Lord has designed for you, before the end of this year, it will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Unshakable faith, Daniel 3, 1 to 13. The preamble, please, the medium. We can see clearly. Let me read for us. Say, God has a special covenant with the Jewish people, that is Israelites. And that same covenant is what is keeping me and you together today. We have also entered that same covenant by virtue of our new birth. They were a peculiar treasure to him. They had experienced the power, the provision, the protection, the guidance of God, and confirmed indeed that he was a true God Almighty. Despite this, they rebelled against God. Like most of us are still rebelling against God. Despite all his provision, all his care. Despite this, they rebelled against God. They tested his patience and continued in sin. Remember that God is holy and does not want to associate himself with sin, nor share his glory with another, because he is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. The result of their rebellion, disobedient and idolatrous nation prompting the invasion of Nebuchadnezzar. God's eyes cannot be all evil. Say, be holy for I am holy. The single people understand that he that breaketh the hedge, serpent with what? With bites. Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon from 605 BC to around 563 BC. He conquered Judah, destroying in 580 BC an event that had been prophesied by prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 25 verse 9. You will read it there. Some of the inhabitants of Judah were taken to Babylon as captives, including a number of the children of the royal and noble families. The captivity in Babylon is presented as a punishment for Israel's idolatry and disobedience to Yahweh. If you rebel, you disobey, you go contrary to the word of God, there is a punishment that awaits you. Among those were four young, vibrant boys, which were around the age of 14 at that time. They were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. The four of these Hebrew names had meaning connected to faith in their God. As we go on, you will see the meaning of their names. But upon arrival in Babylon, their names were changed to be integrated into Babylonian society. The chief official of the Babylon gave them new names. Their identity were changed. I don't know how many of you have said this out of my voice. If your identity has been tempered with, I pray that God will intervene in the mighty name of Jesus. I reverse such in the mighty name of Jesus. The Hebrew name of Daniel, Daniel has an Hebrew name, what? Yahweh is my judge. That was his Hebrew name. Daniel, Yahweh is my judge. But on getting to Babylon, his name was changed. His identity was changed to what? To Belshazzar, meaning Bel protects the king. Bel protects the kings. As several gods in Babylonian what religion. Amen. Please scroll for me. The next one on the agenda is Ananiah. His Hebrew name was Ananiah. The meaning is what? Yahweh has been gracious. But on getting to Babylon, his identity, his name was changed to what? To Shadrach, meaning command of Aku. Aku is the moon god in Babylon. The next one there is what? It's Mishael. That's the Hebrew name. Meaning, who is like Yahweh? Who is like unto God? There's not like him. But on getting to Babylon, his name was changed to what? Mishael. What the meaning? Who is like Aku? Who is like Aku? That is the moon god. Then the last one was Azariah. That means Yahweh has helped. But on getting to Babylon, his name was changed to what? Abednego, meaning servant of God, Nebo. Why were their identity tempered with? Their identity was tempered with so that they can conform to the lifestyle, the religion, the norms of the Babylonian world, the people. Praise the Lord. Their name was changed as a way of what? Encouraging them to forget the God and tradition of their homeland and become conformed to their ways and gods of Babylon. Remember Romans 12:2. Say, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I know there are students that have different identity. Once they are in Jesus, their identity, their name changed. Once they are home, the same thing. The same thing like us. If you leave the shore of Nigeria, will your identity change? Amen. Will your identity change if you leave the soil of Nigeria? They were forced to conform, but they refused. They were out of Jerusalem, but they were still what in Jerusalem. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even though they gave them Babylonian names, these young men made their choice to be faithful to Yahweh. even in the midst of pagan culture, miraculously, God kept this young man alive. Even though they refused to conform to the indoctrination, the diet, the religion of Babylon. Even when the Babylonian demanded a song from them. You see, sing one of us. Sing those beautiful songs. Sing them for us. And they opened their mouth and they sang that song. By the rivers of Babylon.
Where we sat down.
Where they sat down. And wailing.
And there we were.
They were weeping. Where they remember Zion.
When we remember Zion. So when the wicked carry us away.
When they were carried to captivity. They required a song from God. But they were in Jerusalem. They were out of Zion, but they were still in Zion. They require sing one of those beautiful songs for us. See, how can we sing the long song in a strange land? It's an error. It's an abomination. Praise the Lord. They say it's an error, it's an abomination. We can't sing the long song in a strange land. And that is why these three Hebrew men provoke us into examining this topic, unshakable faith. How is your faith? How is your faith? Unshakable means steadfast, firm, unyielding, unwavering, unswerving, resolute, firm conviction. When your faith stands giving back, not shaking, nothing moves you. Amen. Unshakable faith by definition is a faith that has total trust, reliance on God, no matter the situation or the cost. Unshakable faith is a faith that has total trust and reliance on God, no matter the situation or the cost. A willingness to believe and act in the absence of sufficient evidence. How is your faith? Everyone will definitely face or is facing or going to face something or situations that will shake our faith to the foundation. I know as you are there, there are situations, there are issues that are shaking your faith. There are issues that are shaking your faith. Faith by its very nature must be tested and tried. The trial of a faith is experiences that test the faith of a believer. Oh, if you read James 1:2, it says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. I pray that God will empower us to stand every trial in the mighty name of Jesus, to develop thick skin against situations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From where we have read, take just briefly four outlines that we shall be done. Outline number one, threatening image. That is outline number one, threatening image. Outline number two, don't conform, don't succumb to situations, to circumstances. Outline number three, manifestations of God's presence. Outline number four, revealed glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Item number one, threatened image. If you see where we read, Daniel chapter 3. Clear there. Very clear. Say, then the king made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it upon in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon, and commanded everyone to bow and to worship this image. If you were to be in Babylon, when this command was given,
what would have been your fate?
We say, thank God I'm in exile. Thank God I'm not in Zion. I'm not in Israel. I'm not in Jerusalem. Nobody knows me yet. Nobody knows me yet. Let me bow.
Most of us will have bowed.
But these three men, they knew where they were coming from. They recognized and they knew that this is an image. It's against their religion. It's against where they are coming from. The 10th commandment, it was in them. Thou shalt not bow down before any graven image. Thou shalt not worship any other god. For I am a jealous God.
They knew all these things, even though they were in exile.
An image is a physical likeness or a representation of a person, animal, or photograph, or anything you can think of, but it's an image. It's the one. A visual likeness is a representation of something else.
Now they brought the image, said, this is the God. Let us worship him.
The image became a threat because there was a command attached to it. A threatening image. As many that hear the sound of my voice, I know they are threatening image before you that are staring at you. Goliath was a threatening image to the Israelites
until David conquered Goliath. Every threatening image in your life will be brought low in the mighty name of Jesus.
I said every threatening image in your life that want to make you to bow, they will bow in the name of Jesus. They refuse. I don't know the situation that has become a threat to what to you. I don't have image before you. Any image that is strengthening your faith, any image or whatever or wherever that is strengthening your faith, stand still, recognize it, and speak to that image. It is written. It is written. It is written. Once you open mouth and declare, it is written.
I'm telling you, everything will bow. What is that image before you? What is that image
that is threatening your life? The first thing, recognize it. Realize it, recognize it, and deal with it. Know that, yet, this is an image. It has come to destroy me. It has come to harm me. It has come to what? To make mess of my life.
You must recognize that image and deal with that image. A threatening image.
Number two, don't succumb to situations. Don't succumb to situations. Look at Daniel 3, let's see 12 now. Say, there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not the gods, nor worship their god image, which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought this man before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, of the flute, of the harp, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? That is a not provocation to heaven. Say, who is that God? Remember Goliath. Remember Goliath, the threat that Goliath gave to David. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. But if it be so, our God, whom we said, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship thy golden image which thou hast set up. They refuse to succumb. They develop tough skin. They refuse to succumb. Brethren,
Life is full of challenges. Life is full of battles. If you succumb to situations, you are gone. These men refuse to eat. Oh, I remember Paul in Acts 24:20 or 20:24. Say, none of these things move me. What were these things? They were impossible situations. Don't succumb to situations around your life. No! The God you serve is a big God. It's a very mighty God. The God of Jacob is your refuge. The Lord of hosts is with you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't just succumb to any situation, any threat whatsoever. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Look at Abraham in Romans 4. Please, let us read Romans 4. Romans 4, 18. This man refused. Say, okay, we are not careful. We are not mindful. Who contrary to hope, in hope, believe, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken to, so shall your descendant be. Yes. 19. And not being weak in faith. Abraham was not what weak in faith. He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Continue. Verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Amen. Abraham did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, neither his old age. Abraham was not moved. Because he was not weak in faith. Is anyone here weak in faith? I challenge your faith today. One key to having an unshakable faith is that you should not consider what your situations. I don't know your situations. I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know the medical report. I don't know your financial stand. I don't know. But what I know is that there is a God in heaven. There is a God who is mighty, who is bigger, who is stronger than anything you can think of. Don't be moved by situations. Don't be moved by your circumstances. But be moved by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Consider God. Don't consider your situations. But consider God. For he is bigger than your situations, than your problems. Your situations, like Sarah's womb, may look dead. Your financial situations, may look impossible. Medical report may say it is hopeless. All the experts will tell you your situation is beyond control. But remember, Isaiah 51 verse 1, 53. Say, who has believed our report? Unto him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. If you believe the report of the Lord, his arm will be revealed. And we see his manifestation. Praise the Lord. You will see God's manifestation. Brethren, don't succumb to situations. Oh, no wonder a songwriter sang, I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I feel. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm not moved by what they say. Hallelujah. What I hear, hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I feel, hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah, yeah. You are are passing through. Bring hope alive. Let your faith spring alive. God is still in the midst of doing miracles, of fucking miracles. Bring up alive. Yeah, we read in Psalm 27, verse 14. Say, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. I say, wait on the Lord. Don't give up. Bob Marley sang one beautiful song. Say, don't give up. It's not over. If you give up, then it's over. Look unto the Lord. Trouble not your soul. Even when you fail,
it's not over.
Amen. Don't be moved by the situation. These simple men were not moved despite the threat. They will not move. And that takes us to after number three, manifestations of God's presence. Oh my goodness. Look at verse 19 of Daniel 3. Verse 19. Praise the Lord. Verse 19 has this to say. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. And am I in the right place? Amen. No. Praise the Lord. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was charged against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded they should hit the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be located to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his array to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coat, their waiting, their hosen and their heart and their other garment, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, and the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning furnace. Amen. Then Nebuchadnezzar, up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said, all said unto the king, true, O king. He answered, and I said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the son of man. The appearance of the fourth man. I don't know your situations, but I decree and I declare from this altar that we experience the fourth man in your situations in the name of Jesus. The appearance of the fourth man from nowhere, Jesus appeared. And that furnace, that fire became automatic air condition. No wonder Isaiah 43, please give us Isaiah 43. Say, even though, Isaiah 43, please. 43 verse 1 or verse 2. Isaiah, quickly. Say, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the water rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. The scripture is fulfilled. God manifested himself by entering that pony fairy furnace, and their life were delivered. Oh, Psalm 23. Say, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Are you facing situations? You will experience the appearance of the fourth man in the name of Jesus. I know from the beginning, the man made a decree. He made a decree. Anyone that refused to bow should be cast down. I don't know. Any evil decree against your life, I command them to expire in the name of Jesus. Every evil decree, every unrighteous decree, every ungodly decree working against your life, expire in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifestations of God's presence. They were saved. Jesus appeared. Praise the Lord. No wonder we normally sing, we are the God who is so mighty. He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker. Promise keeper. That is whom he is. That is the God that you say. Why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? Believe in this God. He's just as close as the mention of his name. Finally, revealed glory of God. Look at verse 28. 28. Look at verse 28 of where we read. I read. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered the servant. Amen. As this year has come to an end, God will send his angel ahead of us in the mighty name of Jesus. The angel of God will come around us in the mighty name of Jesus. And his glory will be revealed in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear not. Develop unshakable faith. Shake up the peace into the fire. Who has sent his angel and delivered his servant from that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship another God. Therefore, I make a decree again. Just imagine. This decree, the last decree, counter the first decree. Every decree in your life that is working against your life, they are hereby rendered null and void. In the name of Jesus. Say, I hereby make another decree. A decree that will favor you. That's what we hear in the mighty name of Jesus. A decree that will elevate you is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. Say, therefore, I made a decree that any people, any nation or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be caught in pieces. Just, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Any God, anyone that speaks against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be what? Caught in pieces and their houses. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Everybody know you are a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Everybody know you are a winner. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Everybody know
you are a winner.
Oh, you are a winner. You are a winner. Everybody know. God was revealed, and the king made a countdown decree. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, therefore, I make a decree that every person, every nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces and their household. Amen. Then the king promoted Shadrach. Hallelujah. Anyone that developed thick skin, anyone that is built on unshakable faith, in fact, elevation is very close to you. In the name of Jesus, don't give up. I know the year is coming to an end. Don't give up. Behave like the Hebrew man. Behave like them. Don't consider your situations. Who told you you cannot give suck to babies? Who told you you cannot get married? Who told you you cannot build a house? Who told you you cannot be admitted? Who told you you cannot be promoted? Who told you? Which report are you believing? Develop unshakable faith. Shake up the peace into the fire. Don't consider the deadness of your situations. Believe in God. You have a very big God. That God is too strong. He's too mighty. He's too great. Let nothing trouble your heart. Shall we rise up? Open my ability to talk to God. I don't know the situation that is strengthening you. I don't know that situation that is strengthening your life. Strengthening your life. Strengthening your life. Unshakable faith. Develop unshakable faith. Psalm 24. Wait on the Lord. I say, wait. Develop unshakable faith. And you will see the light falling in pleasant places for you. You will see the light falling in pleasant places for you. Don't conform. Don't succumb to situations. Tell God, God, visit me. I've got to visit you.
Say that fourth man. Oh, that came to that burning furnace. Visit my situations. Turn things around. Lord, help us.
Cry to him. Cry to him. Talk to him this hour. And I know he's well able. I know the year is coming to an end.
We are taking stock. Know that with God, all things are possible. We have a God who is a specialist in impossibility. Don't consider the deadness of that situation, of that problem, of that issue around you. Consider the big God that you serve.
We are serving a very big God. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord, Father. We pray, Lord, that your word we have received, O God, Father, will do us well. Your word will elevate us. Your word will strengthen us. Your word will bring courage. Will bring comfort unto us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord, Father. Receive all that glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.